dark hours everywhere, and high schoolers who are not in high school anymore, and high schoolers who are not in school anymore, and college students who are not doing college anymore. Hi, what are you saying?
That was too long of an intro. Hi, I'm Hikari.
I'm Kayan. And we are Kenpa Anime Crew. We are missing, of course, the normal Fiery. But Kat is here today, and she's eating her spaghetti, so she won't be talking too much, but she will be snacking on some good old Italian food.
What's up?
It's a good thing it's not crunchy.
Oh, thank Lord. So today is July 10th. July 4th has passed. I am, as always, fireworks. More fireworks. Reason to go drink and get drunk. And
my brother's birthday. You know.
And that too. Yeah. The one that smells and showers and all that jazz, if you listeners ever remember. I had a horrible July 4th. I sat at home, did nothing at all. I watched CSI.
Why didn't you tell me? I didn't do anything either.
My parents wouldn't let me leave the house. Like, I was with my cousins, that's why. They were playing Category, which is pretty cool.
It's categories, just, you mean?
Categories. Sorry.
What I think I spent July 4th playing video games.
That
I
watched, like, every other.
I watched CSI and fell asleep. That was really weird.
I saw Family and awesome fireworks.
Family?
Family.
I blew shit up, so.
Wow.
Nice. American tradition.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, blowing shit up. Yeah, it was pretty.
I wish I was there. Dang! But
we shit up at each other. That was funny.
Oh, I like sparklers. The one that sticks in the little...
What a great way to spend your brother's birthday.
I know, running around throwing cherry bombs at each other was fabulous. It was great.
Fabulous! Oh, yeah. Other than that, that was pretty much the only holiday I can think of that passed by here in America.
That's true.
It's summer, though, and the freedom of... not going to school anymore. I'm done with my summer courses in Brookhaven Community College, so I'm good. Yay. Kane, on the other hand, still going. Thumbs up. She puts a thumbs up.
Yeah, let's see. I'm still under the shackles of a part-time job, which will...
Tis me too.
Which will slacken right before I go off to college, so...
Three out of four of us are still in work, but half of us are going to get rid of that before we go.
I'm already done working before college.
Yeah, I worked working for another year.
I worked day camp for 2 weeks in June, and that was it. $300.
Beats my day. I don't want to work that.
I just got like $53 in 2 weeks.
No.
Sad.
I know. Okay,
you
my next paycheck.
A week or something?
No, my next paycheck, since I work 10 hours, is going to be only $60. $60 in 2 weeks? That sucks, people.
Really
get a better paying job than working in a restaurant, please. Fair warning.
Mm-hmm. I'll try waitressing. $2.13 an hour.
Sucks. I do both.
Whatevs. Oh, you don't
but when
want
you're pretty, you get lots of tips.
And also occasional person who wants to ask for your phone number.
Oh, I had dear, that once. Dear listeners, you don't want to hear about the plights of the silly middle-class children, so let us move on to anime.
Anime. What can we do with it? What can we do about it? Okay, let me go ahead and get started with the whole normal thing. Our website's kenpaanime.wordpress.com. Come to our forums, kenpaanime.proboards54.com. We have an email, kenpaanime@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter and other places that we're not popular, by the way. So, people, tell your friends. Friends, tell other friends, and then we'll be better than Anime Pulse.
Nice.
Good luck with that, right?
It's not like you've rehearsed that whole spiel.
Yeah.
Not really.
Times. Maybe
but,
18 times.
Yeah. Summer in Japan is technically a break. It's not the end of the school year. No. We're just going to tell you that right now. It's like a winter break for us. It's a summer break for them. They still go back to school, like the same, you know, classes and people. They don't graduate, basically, or the next grade. It's a lot of times you fail, you have to go with summer school. And it sucks for them, because a lot of them go to cram school. And cram school sucks, because it's the same thing as college preparatory class schools here in America, but on a worse scale. And you have to wear your uniform still to school, during summer school.
All I know about summer in Japan is what I read from Shonen Jump, in that they tell scary stories to each other to give each other chills, and that supposedly cools you off.
Oh, really?
Like, no, because I hate scary stories, and I was like, that does not make you cooler.
No, it does not.
It just makes you not be able to sleep at night.
Oh, so. Watermelons. They always bring beaches, go to the beach,
have
watermelons, and smash them up, and then That's eat fun. Them afterwards. That sounds fun. I want to do that.
For 4th of July.
Cat blew up a watermelon for 4th of July.
Blows up everything.
I told you.
That's cool. Innocent watermelon.
Did you eat it afterwards? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That's good. Nice. Yes, it's also the day for bathing suit clad women. Woo! It's a perverted season. Let's put it like that. It's true! I mean, come on.
We're all staring at her silently.
Okay, so
well,
today...
staring at her food.
Oh, yeah.
Today... so, okay. Today we're going to try to be productive. I, Ryusei, will be talking about music, an anime called Eve no G-Con, and some manga that I've been reading. What about you, K-9?
What have I been doing this summer?
What are you talking about?
Oh. I'll be talking about the latest updates on the new Pokemon game Heart Gold and Soul Silver versions that are coming out in Japan in September and then in America sometime next year.
She'll be going first, by the way. And what about you, Hikari?
I'll be talking about a couple new animes that I was introduced to by friends, and one is called Hitalia. I've mentioned it before, but I'll go in more depth since I've actually watched all the anime very recently, and also...
Amine?
I said anime.
I heard Amine.
Okay.
Ears.
You do whatever you want
to do. Something with your ears.
And also I'll be talking about another anime called Paranoia Agent, and it's quite awesome, so...
So, K-9, you may have the first baton.
Okay, well... I'm trying to tie up all the details together right now as we speak. My source of information for these games is CeraVe.net, which is basically the best... what are you laughing at?
Yeah, what are you laughing about, Kat?
Ignore.
It's basically the best information source. Why are you all leading
over
towards
me? We have nothing else
to
do. We're not talking during your spiel.
Yeah,
we're going to look at it.
Well... CeraVe.net is usually the prime source of information for anything for new Pokemon games and everything else related. So, first off, to start, in Japan, they recently released a video online that had a bunch of information about the games coming out in September. But I couldn't understand any of it because it was in Japanese. But if you watch it, you can kind of follow along. Like, thank you, magic of motion graphics that allow us to figure out what's going on. It showed a lot of clips from the game, and then they mentioned how there's this new thing called a Pokewalker, which I believe you can hook up to your DS, transfer one of your party Pokemon onto it, and then just clip it to your belt, and whenever you're walking, it gathers experience points for the Pokemon that you uploaded there.
It's cute.
So they level up faster. It's kind of reminiscent of the old Digivices they sold back when we were kids.
Yeah, I used to. I literally would shake them and cheat.
That's how I did it, because walking, I didn't go walking a lot, so I was just like, shake
it.
It took forever, too.
You cheated yourself out of some good exercise. Oh, well.
I was born. I did still go walking, but anyway, that's what that is. And then, I believe that there's a movie coming out, the 12th movie, I guess it is now, featuring, I've actually heard that there are rumors about a 13th being in the making.
Oh, my Lord. How long
so,
now?
The 12th movie that comes out next features the new Pokemon Arceus, which when I saw a picture, me and Fiery saw a picture of this guy, and we thought it was like a cross between the Zodiac, like a centaur and a wolf and a bunch of other stuff. I don't remember, but it was crazy cool looking.
Crazy cool.
But it's called Arceus, and I think what I understood from the video I saw was that you can hook up somehow the DVD or the movie to your DS and get Arceus off the movie for your game. I'm guessing that there's some kind of chip you just plug into your DS or something. I don't really know how it works. That's just what I understood. So, because I was just watching the pictures move. So
I think we should have that, back then, have our Game Boy colors, plug it into the Mewtwo movie, the first one, Pokemon 2000, get Mew and Mewtwo.
Well, there's a lot of ways to get Pokemon that doesn't involve playing the game. Like, if you have a DS and you upload all your Pokemon from it to the WiiWare game called My Pokemon Ranch, if you upload 1,000 Pokemon, which is the maximum, you get a Mew. If you
secret key event. I think actually they started it again. The secret key was for Rotom, so that would change forms. That's not what I'm supposed to be talking about right now.
We
I'm supposed to be talking about Heart Gold and Soul Silver, which are basically the remakes of Gold and Silver from the ye olden days.
This is how Spider Man's always.
I'm getting back on topic right now, and you're trying to get off topic again, but I'm trying to get back on topic. So
I'm just saying, this is how we all touch.
Leave me alone.
Keep going.
Leave me alone. Okay, so according to Cerebee, which is where I'm getting all my information from right now, because I haven't actually looked anywhere else. It'll still feature Johto and Kanto, and it'll still feature Team Rocket as they're taking over the world. That was also in the video.
Heck yes. That's what we should be doing.
And recently, I think this update just came in either today or yesterday, sometime very recently. Yeah, it was today. Cerebee just updated today with new details about the game from KoroKoro, which is a magazine in Japan. And it seems that the story's still based on Legendary Beasts. There's apparently a level 1 Dialga, Palkia, and Giratina that are available that are from the last game, Platinum and Diamond and Pearl, which I don't understand why, but they're there. They're going to be new mini-games, 9 touchscreen mini-games in this. And there's apparently also said that Latios, Latias, and Mewtwo might be available, but this isn't confirmed. Lugia and Ho-Oh will still be available at level 45, and Red Gyarados will be available at level 30.
Red Gyarados?
Yeah, do you remember having to go up to that little pond? It's like in the very north. I hated having to get up there. For some reason, it was really hard for me to get up there.
It was,
because
you have to go through all these obstacles and rockets there.
Yeah, but and then you had to try and catch the Red Gyarados, and it was hard. I remember Fire, who was obsessed with getting that thing.
Killing it was easy.
Yeah, killing it is always easy, but it's always horribly hard to catch. I was playing Platinum just this weekend, and it took me like 30 minutes just to catch a freaking Magmar.
Oh my lord.
I was like, why?
I remember how excited I was when I caught the Dratini on Pokemon Red, because it was freaking running away.
That's another thing I did this weekend. I was so breeding Dratinis, because I was trying to get the perfect Dratini. Off topic.
Perfect.
Anyway, so there's the Poke Walker, which is like the biggest thing, I think, for the game, with the fact that you can hook that up and level your Pokemon up outside of it, which it's cool. Oh, also in this game, apparently now I don't know if this applies to all Pokemon. It might. It probably does. But you can have. I think maybe the lead Pokemon can follow you around, like you did in the yellow version. Like they have pictures of Cyndaquil and Steelix and all these different.
I wanted to follow them around. My Vulpix can follow me. Oh my god, I love that.
Yes, Cerebee says every single Pokemon can be sent out to follow you. Even the really huge ones. Like, they have a picture of one of a Steelix following you on Cerebee.
Oh, that's so cute.
And there's a Wobbuffet following them.
Ow, my cake elbow.
Can you please get away from my mic?
I think a Quill following somebody.
Yep.
That's exciting.
That's
awesome.
Oh, yeah, so, wait. First one, the Arceus. I'm checking a new area. I don't know how you get to Arceus in this game, but I heard something about the. I saw the video. Something about movie involved. There's some big like obsession over this thing. This Pikachu called the Pikachu colored Pichu, with a notched ear, and everyone's obsessed just because it's a different color and it's got this crazy ear. I think it might know special moves, but they're obsessed with that.
Pikachu
on the
colored
website.
Pichu?
Yes, it's like because Pichu is a lighter yellow than a Pikachu.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's like a dark Pichu.
Yeah, basically. With a notched ear.
With a notched? What's
a notch? It's got like a really furry ear.
That's so exciting.
Like a retarded ear.
I mean, I don't know. And then I think it's talking about being able to download Jirachi to the game.
Jirachi.
The little star-shaped guy.
The dude who wishes makes wishes, technically. Not really come true, but, you know. But, well, thank you for all that Pokemon. We always talk about Pokemon every single episode.
Yeah, that's all.
It is
yeah, okay, yeah, you get
Arceus from the movie from the 12th movie, and then somehow I think that leads to you being able to get the level 1 Dialga Palkia. Yes, and they know certain special moves. Like, it's better to, in my opinion, it's better to get a Pokemon at level 1 because you can train it properly, as opposed to when it's like level 50 and it's all already got all this mess going on with it, so. Yes, mess.
Yes, mess.
Okay, I'm done.
Alright, my turn. Okay, I'll be talking about how last night I watched episodes 1 through 24.
Oh my god.
Of Hitalia.
My god, 20? That's so...
Along with the
that's 48 hours.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. We're not thinking. I'm totally 24.
Because each episode is 5 minutes long.
Oh my god,
what?
Really?
It's only 5? Yeah, okay.
It's
okay.
Of Hitalia.
Really? I thought it was 20 minutes.
No, so... It's a change. Anyways, the great series, I mentioned it before, about how all the major countries of the world are personified in, you know, each character, and it covers, you know, World War One and World War Two.
So
it's very great. It's very goofy and hilarious, and anyone who it's great for people who don't take history seriously, because it does teach you history, but all done very hilarious. But think about this. I'm backing up. The characters lend themselves to many how should we say yaoi situations.
Oh,
say. It's very funny because, the kind of the relations between countries is like, hey, let's merge kind of things. Like, you know, protect me from this evil character. It's very hilarious.
I have a question. What site do you watch these from?
VO. Yeah, VO.com. V-E-O-H.
Get everything from VO.
Yeah.
It's better quality.
I haven't watched anything in forever.
Yeah.
And also, VO, like, they don't have it split up into segments. Like, if you're watching longer shows.
Right. But obviously, these are all in one chunk because they're only 5 minutes. But, let's see. One cool thing about Hitalia is that the characters, you can find some of these on YouTube, but they have their own songs. And a lot of them, they sing the theme song. Like, each character sings a theme song. Like, they have one for Italy, who's the main character. Hitalia is Japanese for useless Italy, because it's all about him being a coward and useless, and clinging to this big, old, strong Germany.
That's funny.
But they have Italy singing a theme song, Germany, Japan, who's very polite. It's very funny because they all have these different personalities. And they recently came out with a preview of America and France singing it.
Ooh.
And it's very funny because, you know, France is pretty much a reckless pervert and loves both men, women, and animals indiscriminately.
That sounds right.
It's really great. And so, it's a really great series. And, I definitely recommend it. And let's see, the other thing I was going to talk about, that's pretty brief. Anyways.
Good looking guys, right?
What?
They're all
very cute. I definitely think Austria is the hottest.
Oh, he is good.
He plays piano, like, amazingly. Anyway.
She showed a picture of him to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's very good.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to talk about is something introduced to me by another friend called Paranoia Agent, and to my understanding was debuted on Adult Swim a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But it's very good. It has 13 episodes, and each one is about, I guess, half an hour. And it's basically, it's described as a psychological thriller. And at first glance, you'd think it'd be kind of formulaic. It's like kind of a, not really murder mystery at first, because it's supposed to be, okay, a kid nicknamed Little Slugger is going around on skates hitting people with a baseball bat, and two detectives are trying to figure out who this is. And it's basically kind of character studies, a whole bunch of different people. And they're all flawed, and a lot of them are very unlikable. We have, I know there's like perverts and rapists, but also a woman with different like personality disorder, and all these really like creepy and interesting stuff. A phone's ringing behind me.
Hello?
But,
hello?
Goes on, it gets more and more intense, more serious, and it goes beyond, you know, assaults to murders, and it gets more complex, more trippy, and just totally insane. And basically goes from a couple of incidents to a phenomenon that engulfs the entire city. And so, it's really interesting, and I recommend it, and just, the ending just kind of totally blows your mind, so yeah. Paranoia Agent, do it.
Paranoia Agent.
Yeah,
I actually Google thing today.
It's actually well animated, unlike many animes.
Oh yeah, the new Google
Paranoia
Google
Agent
thing today.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it has voices in it that are from one of my favorite animes, Hana and Goo. So I recommend that. That made me happy.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
pull some stuff up right now. I think this is it. Actually, now I'm on. Okay. So, guess what? Japan, very famous for its 2D animation. But it has finally decided to make its very first 3D movie.
Oh, God, no.
Or 3D movie. Oh, you know, God, like, no. Like Pixar.
Like Pixar, yeah.
That's
what I know you mean.
Yeah, I don't mean like 4D of the 3D glasses.
3D animation. It depends on the style, and if I want to see screen captures of this. Because, like, if they're trying to take, like, a typical 2D animation, like, character, and model with that, no, I hate it when people try to do that.
It's actually ugly. It's kind of, okay, you know how we had the train kids game? The train game. Okay, the cartoon Thomas, the train tractor.
Thomas the Train Engine?
Yeah, it's like something like that. It's kind of, it's a kids show, that's why.
Oh.
It's okay. Japanese production company, is announced that they're going to reanimate Kansha Yaimon, which is the locomotive Yaimon picture book classic, but it's going to be 3D computer graphics. It's basically a train and mice who work on the train.
It basically looks like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Pretty much. I thought it was the train engine, but
whatever, same thing.
Oh. But, it's first ever, Japanese first ever full 3D film release. So, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, I've seen, like, maybe one or two TV shows, but they never have done a real film before. So, we'll see how that comes along and all. But, for other news, I have been watching this, not really watching, but I have been keeping up with Traxxon.com, Traxxon TV, which is another podcast that I recommend you watching. Amazing production values and everything. They get whatchamacallit, sponsored by a lot of people. He used to be sponsored by J-List. The guy's name is Chris Sweat. He's also currently sponsored by Wizard Anime. Really amazing. Every single time he does three anime reviews, about 10 minute segments, different times on both clips and everything. I don't know why you're thinking anymore. Oh, cat. Anyway, I've been looking through old stuff, and one of the ones that I came across that I liked a lot, I haven't really looked into it yet, it's called Eho Nikon, which means time of eating. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it word for word, of the plot.
Word for word.
Yes, word for word. It's sci-fi, and the theme is, it's sci-fi and it's androids. There's androids. Have come into common usage. Taking the androids for granted, humans treat them as if they were common everyday tools. While on the other hand, some people empathize with androids due to their human-like appearance. Save for the digital ring floating above their heads. It's like a halo that's in digital format. It always glows red and green above their head. They look exactly like humans. Except for their, obviously, for the interior and that halo in front of their head. Anywho, this has become a social problem, and these people are frowned upon as a result. Rikyu, one who has taken androids for granted for his entire life, one day discovers that Sammy, his home android, has been acting strangely and finds a strange face recording in her activity log. He, along with his best friend Masaki, traces her footsteps and come along an unusual cafe. And I can't remember what the cafe's name is, but the cafe's main rule is to not discriminate between humans and androids. It's pretty amazing. When you go into the cafe, you literally cannot tell who's human and who's an android. That being said, that means that the digital ring above their head is gone. See, when they mean by they take it for granted and treat it like everyday tools, you basically boss around the servant. And animation's really good. I recommend it because I think it's TV Tokyo who does it. I don't think so. It's great animation. Plotline's great. I got hooked to it because of the different. I mean, yeah, typical normal futuristic kind of sci-fi deal with androids looking like humans, but androids acting out. That's a very typical normal plot as well.
Of sci-fi.
Of sci-fi, definitely. I like it because plotline's different a little, just a smidge. I mean, let me see. It's by Studio Rikai, which is not so bad. Let's see. We have Riku. He's a normal high school boy. He's a very talented piano player. But he treats, like, you know, the androids are just there to make him all happy. I mean, they're supposed to be humans and stuff, and not humans. I mean, machines that are supposed to do their job. His best friend, on the other hand, Misaki, very different. He thinks that they should be treated in a well-respected kind of manner. They meet at the cafe, which I'm trying to figure out what the cafe's name is.
The cafe's name is
Time of Eve. Eve no Jikan. What are you laughing about?
I have no idea.
Okay, we're done.
And funny thing is that the first episode, they go to the cafe and they meet this very lively girl named Akiko. And she's like, have you ever met an android before?
Oh,
you
no.
know, have you ever talked to them? Have you ever want to ask them questions? Like, what are they thinking? How do you feel? Blah, 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 blah. And it's funny. You're like, she's very lively. She's in the cafe alone. She's very young looking. Why are you here? She goes, I practically live here. Blah, 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 blah. And then it keeps going on and, it tells us, it makes us the watchers and also Riku. No, not Riku. Yeah, Riku. Rukio, or... I can't say his name. I can't say Japanese names very well. Yeah. It makes him interested in how he's treating his androids. And the next day on the first episode, it turns out to be that Akiko is an android. So, it's very interesting.
All the time.
Well, I'd just like to interject a note of responsibility to my previous statement that Natalia is probably for ages 14 up, and Paranoia Agent is... definitely for a mature audience due to, aforementioned, sexual content and violence and swearing. But anywho.
Swearing.
And swear words.
And swearing.
Alright, anywho.
You like hoot? Hoot, hoot,
hoot. Okay.
Hoot, hoot.
Alright.
Hold on, I'm typing it. Okay! I'm also having music, but let me go ahead and go with the anime right now for a second.
About
manga. I'm reading some manga that I'm trying to do.
Is.
Yes, shut up.
always.
I'm going. I'm currently doing one shots, which is easier to read and all. Some one shots are ridiculously long. There's this 167 page one shot.
Make up for the fact that
no, it was five chapters squeezed into one thing. I was like,
well, a lot of one shots are just one book, right? So they have
most.
To fill up a book.
Most.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Such as
one
romance.
One. I'm going to go in order real quick. Suki no Ion Iena, which means in translation, I can't say I like you, is
so
Japanese. It's completed. It's by Miyawaki.
That one Hercules song.
I won't say I'm in love.
Yes.
I love that. So, okay, the main character is Sheena, and she has two secrets. One, she loves her brother, Kira, lots.
That's real.
And two, she's the only one who knows that they're not blood related.
Oh, okay.
That's a catch. Ooh, the catch.
That's slightly better.
It's kind of creepy. A little. Just a little. But I would say if you're okay with reading whatever, then read that. That's okay. I don't like the style, personally.
Like the art style?
Yeah, the art style.
There are lots of art styles in
this one. Another
oh,
one.
Like, overly pointy noses.
Oh.
When I was a kid, when I was in middle school, a friend of mine was obsessed with this one series called Mars. And holy crap.
Oh, yeah!
It's eat your soul!
And her hair was, like,
it was mostly the eyes. The eyes creeped me out like no other.
That's nice. One manga I read is called One Third No Kareshi, which means My One Third Boyfriend. And I love it. It's amazing. The artwork's great. Plotline's perfectly fine. I told Hikari about this, how it's kind of like a teacher-student relationship. But you don't find out that he's a teacher until the very end, so it kind of ruins that whole fact. But this little girl named Rei is a cute, but she's a third year and had no boyfriend ever. And she has been asked that once, but she was a first year in junior high, which is technically 7th grader? Yeah, she was a 7th grader when she got asked out. And she didn't know what a relationship meant. She didn't know what the word boyfriend meant, so she kind of turned him down. And 5 years later, here she is going, I want a boyfriend. And this guy, he uses blackmail. He got a picture of her underwear. Like, it was not like that kind of weird underwear, but like, she was holding her skirt up on accident with her books. So she was basically walking around flashing her underwear to everyone. And she didn't notice it until he took a picture and said, I'm going to use it for blackmail if you don't see me every day in this particular room for lunch. And
Poco creepy.
Yeah, and he's
only in Poco.
You kind of get. I'll tell you at the end. Like he references the picture, but he doesn't mean that picture. He means a different picture that he took a while back. And let me go ahead and spoil this for you now. He was the boy who asked her out 5 years ago, and he's back now.
I wasn't really listening.
He has a picture of her when she was a junior high. She's so cute.
Oh, he's so cute.
And he met that picture, the one that he likes of her. And, like, they fall in love, obviously. And for us, we don't ever find out he's a teacher. We find out the very last minute. But the entire time, we see him going back to the middle school section. Because this, the way the school system is for this particular high school, middle school, and there's a little hallway, and there's high school. Just a little hallway. There's
that's
a court
not
academy.
Separation.
There's not, but that's how it is for old time. That's like an old time Japanese.
That's
schools.
Also kind of like what it's like at a private school. I have a friend who
private school.
Mine old private school is all together.
Yeah,
in school.
Mine was elementary. Then you had middle.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, mine was elementary school stairs, middle school hallway, separate building for high school. But we shared the same fine arts in the cafeteria and gym and all that jazz. But they fall in love. We keep thinking he's a middle schooler. She confronts him one day because he tells one of the middle schoolers that he doesn't like older women. And because when she finds this out, she keeps thinking he's younger than her. He's younger than her. So she runs into the middle school room, confronts, saying, "Where is this guy? I don't remember his name." Turns out he's a teacher of the middle school. And yada yada yada. You know, it's really cute. It's a one shot. So you know,
what's this one called again?
It's called One Third No Karashi, which is my one third boyfriend. Pretty good. Good stuff.
So intense.
Oh my god. It's kind of gross, though, if you think about it. A student-teacher.
I like student-teacher relationships.
She's obsessed with that for some reason.
On anime, not in real life. Talk about me and her. We like it. There is this other one. Oh, which, by the way, have you read the latest chapter of Naruto?
No, don't talk about it.
I'm just
saying. I got it spoiled for me.
I haven't talked about it. I'm asking about it. Jeez.
I already had it spoiled for me.
I'm not gonna spoil it. No, never in my years.
Tsubasa.
Which hasn't been updated in a long time.
No, it was just updated the other day.
What? It was? It's past that? Okay, good lord. I'm gonna have to check that out. Okay, so everyone knows the good old music in Japan is major awesome.
Questionable.
Okay, major awesome to my opinion. I personally think it's much better than music over here. But the thing is that, except, thank you, K9, for interrupting every time I talk about something that she doesn't like, except for certain genres like hip hop. Sucks over here. I mean, sucks over there. And RB sucks over here, too. They're really good at pop and rock. And obviously kitty stuff. But
over here in America, we're good at country. Sorry.
We are pretty good at country. Japanese people? There you go. She gets a mic. Cat's here with me. The other two left, because I don't know where K-9 went. Hikari's on the phone. So, one Japanese boy band, which consists of Satoshi Ono, Sho Sakurai, Masaki Aiba, Kazu Ninomiya, I call him Kazu, and Jun Matsumoto, oh, I love him, he's cute. They're under this name called Arashi. They were formed in Honolulu, which is really funny, in 1999. And they cover a wide range between R&B, hip-hop, to lots of pop. And there is a little rap. They're pretty good at the rap, I think. And they're extremely popular. They are obviously J-pop. And I just want to play a segment here for you. So, Ono Satoshi Ono is the leader of it all, and they were about our age, 18-ish, when they first started, so they're, like, mid-20s, like, 20s as of right now. What is that?
A cookie. K-9 just gave me a cookie. I'm so happy.
Congratulations.
She didn't give you a cookie.
She gave you a piece of a cookie.
I know. I was asking, like, could I have one, but then she, like, broke off a piece and gave me some, so I was happy.
Okay. There you go. Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Hey, I'm going to play... I'm going to give you a little segment of Happiness by Odyssey.
Happiness.
No one's happy all the time.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. the clip of that segment from that show plays on and off every once in a while on Nicktoons Network.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
You guys don't know what I'm referencing to because you're all... Otaku Japanese obsessed children. I'm talking about Ren and Stimpy from Nickelodeon.
Oh, here's Odyssey Happiness. You probably did, y'all came here, but. And they do really good harmony as well. I personally love their harmony, and they're good dancers. good looking guys too.
Fuck.
But the next people I'm gonna show.
Hello.
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 Okay, the next people I'm gonna talk to you about is
R
News.
R.
Okay. R News. So Odyssey had 5 guys. I think that should be the maximum of boy bands because they don't play any instruments. But News is a 6-member musical
like
group
bands.
Consisting of. Okay, here goes.
Hold
on. Tomohisa Yamashita.
I need some help here.
Uro Nishiketito. What the hell are you doing? No!
You feel like.
Kichiro Takahisa. Kichiro.
Vietnam land.
You miss.
Kato. No, I'm not gonna say Koyama, I'm just saying my first name now. I thought Takahisa, or last name, whatever. Anyway, they're all News, and it, like, capital letters N-E-W-S. Or, pronounced in Japanese, News.
News.
We are News. Watashi wa News. But,
I love the Japanese pronunciation of English words. I heard a lot of that in Italian. Fransu, in a whole lot of stuff. Fransu, and, England.
I love. You.
Oh, is Italian not in English?
Oh, it's all Japanese sound.
Duh.
Wait. Jesus. Never mind. I'm not.
But the voices are great. I love the voices.
I'm not gonna watch it anymore.
Hey, it's one of the few. Sorry to get you off track for a second. It's one of the few Japanese animes that features a person with a very, very deep voice. They very rarely get Japanese actors that have really deep voices, and they get one for Germany's son, Doitsu. It's very, it's a very huge, deep voice. So it's very funny to listen to.
Nice.
Yep.
Is it also a manga?
Yes, it is.
Hype. I'll read that.
It's a manga.
Yeah, I haven't read manga since, like, 8th grade.
I still read
them. She was obsessed with Paradise Kiss.
And Red River.
And I was like, why?
And,
Red River? Oh my god.
She bought every book of Fruits Basket up until...
9.
Yeah.
I bought up until 9. And then.
Oh, Fushigi Yugi, too.
Fushigi, yeah.
Fushigi, good stuff.
Totocha, but that was me.
Totocha, yeah.
I bought those.
I had, like, one of those.
Yeah.
I had, like, the first book, and then...
No, you had, like, this... No, I don't remember.
I just borrowed it from you.
And I had Marmalade Boy and Cardcaptor Sakura.
I had Marmalade
Angel. Boy. D&Angel was never finished.
D&Angel has not been finished.
I heard rumors about the lady finally coming back and finishing it, but I have not seen anything.
Like, the lady who does,
She went off and did some other series, and then never came back and finished D&Angel. I'm like, wow, that's so professional of you.
Depression.
Note to self, never leave your readers hanging off for 10 years.
Oh, man.
How long has it been? I said, like, 10 years.
I don't think it's been 10 years.
It's been pretty long.
I definitely when I was 7. I definitely wasn't reading manga when I was 7. It's been more like 4 years?
Three.
Yeah,
I think it's
more like
that
three.
Is one heck of a writer's block.
That is a pretty long writer's
well,
block.
Well, you should always plan out your entire series before you write it.
Most of the time.
Most people do.
Most,
it's a good technique.
They recommend you doing beginning, climax, like the problem, and the end. That's pretty much it. Everything flows in between after
that. Yeah, but the thing is, though, is you have to think about it series-wise. Most writers write a beginning, problem, end, but the end is a hanging cliff. That way the next book is, you want to buy the next one to figure out what happens. That's why a series is so popular, so big to buy, and that's why people buy them. It's not because you have a, you know, problem that keeps, you know, going throughout the series. It's never finished till the end. So that's why series are usually made.
It's kind of why I haven't been reading One Piece in a long time, because I know it's a very good series, but it's extremely long.
Oh my god.
And it's not going to end, because I heard he's going to pass it on to his son to work on.
What?
And I have an issue with mangas and animes that just don't really end. I mean, I kind of want some,
I never read One Piece.
I kind of want some finality. But One Piece is good, don't get me wrong. I just kind of want an ending. It just kind of presents a new problem over and over, or their conquest is very long and just takes a very, very, very long time, so.
I want an ending, too. What do I want an ending to, other than being an angel?
I want an ending to Millennium Snow. It's only two volumes, and the woman who does that is Hitori Buyo or something like that. She does Orenheim Host Club as well. And she's been continuing to... She's been... Is that done or... No, that's still going on. She's been concentrating on Host Club. But you can still do two mangas at the same time. A lot of
I mean, you can do
still.
It two at the same time, but you need to actually work on them both at the same time. The lady who does D and Angel gave it up and did something else. I think... I forgot what it was called. Because I didn't care. Because I was like, where's my D and Angel?
Right.
But, I'm ready for an ending to Naruto.
Yeah, that's kind of why
I... Yeah, I think it's getting there now. Because, you know... Yeah.
Well, see,
because, yeah.
See, I guess maybe it's my patience level. I mean, I can, if it's a good manga, I'll stick with it. But I'm sorry, like, Naruto has just gotten extremely long, and I really don't have time, unless I just dedicate, like, months and months and months of my life to sitting down in front of the computer and reading.
Oh, it's really easy once you catch up.
Oh, no, it takes, like, a couple days.
It's really easy once you catch up.
I really just don't like reading on the computer, but it's just me.
I like actual books.
Yeah, that's I like I, books, but I don't like spending money on them.
It's true. But,
let me go ahead and finish this music segment.
I have like five novels stacked up I need to read really badly. Mm-hmm. Just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I have a lot of novels I need to read. Anyway, so back to news. The news, the band, not the news news, games. But they formed the little band in 2003, who were famous between 2003 and 2006. Then a guy got arrested for underage drinking. So, and they lost two of they originally were eight, but now they're six. Good thing it was six. I prefer six
eight
than eight.
Is humongous.
It's too big. But then they released a lot of, everyone knows a lot of their music, like Kubo Yell,
like Rebel Yell?
Yeah, like Rebel Yell. And then Tenpen, and Hatoshi no Miyashita, which is, I like it. It's translation for Aim for the Stars. And there's one called Weak. I'm going to play Weak. They do Gan Gan Gabate and Happy Birthday, Toya no Namida, which I don't like for some reason. Summertime is really good. And I haven't heard about Koi no ABO. But both Arashi and News, the guys in there, they do a lot of J-drama acting. You'll see a lot of them in Boys Over Flowers, which I can't remember what the translation is. That is either in Japanese. But you can find that on mysoju.com. So, mysoju.com. My mom uses that for Korean dramas, which I don't like.
Okay, it's fine.
But, yeah, it's really weird she got into that because I introduced her to my soju.
That's funny.
I know. But here's Week. If I can play it.
Denied.
Alright, here we go. Basically, they're singing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and start all over again! That's what the...
It makes me think about Black Eyed Peas.
Makes me think about Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
that reminds me of Boo Boo Pow a lot, yeah. Or I got the feeling.
No, it's not
Sunday,
yeah, no.
Monday.
No, they have another song where they list the days of the week, but I can't remember what it was called.
Nice.
Oh! Disco Club.
Disco Club? Dude, that's an awesome name.
Monday at the Disco Club, Tuesday at the Disco Club. Yeah, he's going on like
that. Yeah, I don't...
It's on the first CD.
Okay, that's why I remember listening to that. I was like, that was weird. But yes, that's the end of my segment. There's a lot of anime music I listen to. Senshu no Aquarion, which is obviously the anime Aquarion, is...
I was watching that today.
Excellent. Is it good? You like it?
It's hard to follow since I haven't really watched the beginning, but what I've seen is pretty dang cool. Let's see. Since I guess it's Funimation who licensed it, so yeah, I recognize a lot of voices in it. It's pretty neat.
Oh,
it used up a lot of 3D graphics for the robots and whatnot.
Yep, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah. Impatient child.
What?
What else? Cat Toon is a good, whatchamacallit, band. There's a lot of girl bands. Utadu Hikaru is an excellent female singer. Everyone knows her. She does a lot of,
Oh, you said Utadu Hikaru?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did, Kingdom Hearts music.
Yeah, she does a lot of Kingdom Hearts music.
She did a song, in Japanese it's called Passion, and it translated into English called, My Sanctuary.
Nice Sanctuary. I love her whatchamacallit. It's a song called First Love. It's in English. And I don't know if it's still currently going on, but it was a MySpace contest of how many people who can re-sing it, and whoever wins get to go to a trip to Japan for 2 weeks and also record with her.
Ooh.
I know, and I was like, oh my god, I wanna do it, but my parents would never let me do it.
She's something to talk about.
Well, give her the mic.
Cat will have the mic at this current moment. Cat.
Okay, so, new invention. It's recently come out. It's kind of expensive, but it's kind of a, good thing, I guess. It's called a Kindle, or Amazon Kindle.
Yeah! That's what I was looking at. I was like, oh my god, yeah.
Okay, it's called a Kindle.
It's not recent, but it is recent.
It's really recent. It's not really that big yet. Pretty much, it's an iPod, but for books. It is...
My mother wants one so bad.
I like them.
My mother owns one, and me and my mom share it. It's about the size of a small novel, but it's really thin. It's like paper thin, so you have to be really careful with it. But it can carry over 1,000 books. Any brand new books that you buy on the Kindle is half price. Nothing is the same price as you would buy it at a bookstore. The only difficulty of it is that it is just electronically. You don't actually have the novel with you. But the great thing about it is if, you travel a lot and you don't want to carry a lot of stuff, it is very easy to carry around with you. It's paper thin, like I said, and it's easy to carry around, very lightweight. It's really cool. I've used it. It's interesting. You can change the font size of the page for the novel, so you can make it bigger or smaller. You can search on any book. You can also buy books for research projects, stuff like that. So it's really interesting. It's kind of fun. It's kind of expensive right now.
There's also a knockoff version by Sony. It's like the Sony E-Reader or something, and you can buy that at Best Buy or mm-hmm. Borders. I don't know how the price compares because I don't know the price for a Kindle. I actually can't remember the price for the Sony version either. But you can buy the Sony one at Best Buy. I saw it at Best Buy and Target. No, it wasn't Best Buy. It was at Target, and I seen it at Borders.
Yeah,
Barnes & Noble.
The Kindle is sold at Best Buy and Bed Bath & Beyond. Of course, Bed Bath & Beyond.
You can also get it on Amazon.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. You can pretty much get it anywhere. But it comes a lot in handy. It's really cool. It's easier to carry around than a big, thick novel. Say, like, the Harry Potter books
definitely.
Like that.
Oh, heck yeah.
If you go to travel and you don't want to carry a huge novel, these come in so, so handy. So,
yeah. I don't know how well accepted they might be in a classroom, though.
Oh, yeah, they're probably not accepted in a classroom, so teenagers, don't take it to class because you might get it taken up.
Right. And I can see the advantage of, you know, not having to carry around a huge novel. Yeah. But the only thing I would miss is, you know, the actual physical paper turning. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sentimentalist, I suppose.
I'm sentimental.
I mean, the same reason I prefer, you know, written manga over reading it online. It's just, one, because it's
like saving money.
That's true.
Manga is like...
I know. The thing is, I don't like staring at glowing screens for so long because it hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
But I prefer reading paper.
But I mean,
it's still cool.
Either way, it does come in handy more so for when you travel. That's usually what it's really used for, is if you're going on a plane, if you're going on a road trip and you don't want to carry all these different novels with you or whatever.
I like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. So, it comes in handy. It's a really cool, unique little thing.
Very nice. Yeah. So, on a final note before we leave, I want to tell you about the latest and greatest about this live action of Avatar, the movie. Ugh, it's gonna suck! I'm sorry! Graphics are amazing, but other than that, casting I don't like. Here, let me show many of my other people how...
Casting, my
Aang has... Aang does not have a blue arrow.
Yes, he does.
It's Kirby things! I'm sorry, it sucks.
Ryusei, the thing about how they've translated Aang's character into real life, it works very well because, like, they made that tattoo look more realistic. In a cartoon, obviously, it would be just big and bold and solid, but that would just look odd on a normal person. So I like what they did with his tattoo. I think it looks very classic.
That's the least of my concerns, though, the tattoo.
I love him. I love the kid that they use for Aang, and I like the guy that they use for Zuko, too.
No! Everyone dude, knows. His hair? They're not doing the hair thing.
Him or Jesse McCartney?
Okay, better Jesse McCartney because of the skin tone, and they're... Well, I don't care about that. It's just the scar sucks. The scar sucks.
I don't even see a scar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It sucks. That's how it looks, and there's a closer picture. You can tell it's still there, but... The costumes are good.
The thing that bothers me the most about this movie is who they cast for Sokka.
I don't like. I think the girls are too pretty for the part.
No, I said Sokka, not Katara.
I'm talking about the other girls, but whatever.
Yes, but Sokka is a boy.
I know. I'm not referencing the Sokka. Thanks.
Yes, but I'm talking about Sokka. And
go ahead. Keep going.
Random. Right after, they chose the boy who plays from Twilight, who plays the most probably secluded brother of the family, Jasper. I know. And Sokka's exactly the opposite. He's extremely energetic, always cracking jokes, and he's very full of himself. I don't like this actor that they chose for him.
That's him right there.
Not to mention... Wait, who?
The Wrathbone. His name is something Nathaniel Wrathbone?
The guy who's playing Sokka?
Yeah. The guy who plays Jasper.
Not to mention that they're being extremely racist in this movie.
Yeah, as an Asian.
That's right, except for Zuko.
Zuko is
Mexican. He's Indian. It's better. Indian? Okay, that's
He's in Slumdog Millionaire. His name is Sonny Patel.
That's better than being white. He's the only one who isn't white.
He's more of a waterbender.
And here's the thing. Okay.
I prefer
The monks, the airbending monks, should be white. So the kid is good. The water tribes need to be Native American or black. Either. Even both. Earthbending can be... the earthbenders, they can be white, they can be whatever. They can be mixed. They can be the United States of America.
That's pretty
sound?
Good.
And then the Fire Nation needs to all be Asian.
Amen! I'm currently going to go and get an agent and start doing acting, and then I'm going to try to do Azula. That's my goal, and that's if we have a second movie. That's a big if. Because if we do... Because
I don't know how well this is going to tide over.
I don't think so either. Dragon Ball Z sucked. From what I hear, Dragon Ball Z sucked. And
is that out? It came out a long time ago.
And received very poor reviews.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Exactly.
But I was not a fan of Dragon Ball Z.
The set was really good.
So my brother was a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z when he was like a teenager or whatever. And he's 22 right now. And he went and saw it. And he said... It was good for a remake, but it sucked because the cartoon was better.
Mm-hmm. So, the cartoon wasn't amazing.
Yeah, so
that's not saying much at all.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go.
And the set of Avatar is actually pretty good. I like it a lot. The graphics are amazing. The set's amazing. Cast, you know, I'm a little iffy, but you know what? I'll wait until the movie comes out, then I'll talk about it.
There's a teaser trailer on YouTube already. I think
if you saw Transformers, you would have seen it.
If you search The Last Airbender, I think you'll be able to catch it. It's really not much. It's like basically the voice of Roku talking, and then there's this big aerial view of a temple, and then the camera moves around and zooms into the temple, and inside you see Aang doing some karate moves, and that's it.
Honestly,
it was okay. It didn't really catch my attention that much.
Yeah.
But when teaser trailers are like. Fresh out of the oven in like just maybe 30 seconds long without that much in it.
Can't judge
I never get pulled in by something like that.
Yeah.
You also can't judge that kind of footage because there's not enough footage to prove to you.
But you can tell the graphics are going to be pretty good. I mean, the Fire Nation trip and the ships that are on the teaser trailer is a little more like high tech than the ones we've seen in the cartoon, but it's great. I like it a lot.
It should be high tech.
No, just say like compared to the anime itself or the cartoon itself. I honestly never really relied on America doing really great live action movies compared to Japan doing live action movies because obviously you know Japan.
Yeah, well, America is running out of ideas.
So. America is running out of ideas, stealing ideas from Hong Kong and stuff.
No, hence the sequels and trequels and whatever.
Yeah, did you hear there's a Toy Story 3?
Yeah. Okay. Is there?
I'm going to talk about Pixar and my anger with them for
just a second.
I have a question. Okay. Is there going to be an X-Men 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they're implying.
I'm not entirely sure. I heard there's going to be the next X-Men movie is another background story.
Yeah.
Oh, so Magneto or something.
I think it might be. It's like Magneto and maybe
Cyclops.
Maybe Cyclops. Yeah. Like when they were in high school.
That's what I heard.
But
I don't care about
Pixar I'm angry with. Because the next 3 years, here's their movie lineup. Toy Story 3 is what we get next year. Boo.
Boo indeed.
After that we get Cars 2.
Boo.
Which is even more boo.
Ew!
The only Pixar movie that's out that requires a sequel or can get one and not be horrible is The Incredibles. That's the only movie that they should
have. Yeah, that's what I wanted them to continue.
But Cars does not need a sequel.
No.
Toy Story especially doesn't need a sequel. They already got one.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing I always liked and admired about Pixar is that their quality of their shows, their movies are so good, and that they didn't stoop to Disney's level in that, it was popular, let's crank out a sequel. Let's crank out another one. So it's like...
Well, Toy Story was a Disney movie.
I know. But for the longest time, Pixar acted pretty independently of Disney. I mean, yes, they were, together, under name, but... There are people, John Lasseter, Brad Bird, all these people, were just basically operating under their own terms without, a whole lot of Disney influence.
Okay,
so.
Well then, after Cars 2, we thought we'd get something new, something different. It's, I believe it's called The Bow and the Bear, and it's Pixar's very first movie to have a female as the main character. There have been, females as main characters before, but they're supporting main characters. They're not the icon of the movie. This is their first one that's actually going to be. However, the girl is a princess. Which is
classic.
That's not exactly the most
exciting, original
thing to look forward to. It's a fairy tale. It's Pixar's first fairy tale. I read an article, it was mostly about somebody criticizing them for making a movie based on a princess for their first female role.
Well, I applaud them for it, too, because you also have to realize female roles are hard to make because what are we based on? Well, the kid's idea of, what they want to watch as a female role is a princess.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about this movie. It's coming out, it's their 13th movie to come out, so I guess that means it'll be out in 2012, 2013. So, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not exactly ecstatic about it yet.
Wait for the trailer, see if the trailer's good.
Oh, and also Disney, you guys have probably heard about this, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it before, Disney's first fairy tale about a
non-white princess is coming out.
Where? When? What? About?
It's, I don't know when. I've seen the trailer for it. It's about, it's basically the old fairy tale about the princess who kissed the frog. But oh, the problem is that for the majority of the movie, she is a frog.
Yeah.
Which upsets me about as much as Pixar does. Because they finally have a black princess, but she's not actually, like, there to prove that she's black for very long. Now, here, it's set in, like, a black community, so there's going to be a lot of, like, old-time, like, Harlem Renaissance stuff going on. Which I'm looking forward to.
Oh,
wait.
That's pretty good. She's looking at cosplayers.
And there's one of mine, Zuko. This guy has a really, is not bad makeup. Alright, so, we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, actually, I just remembered there was one small thing I wanted to mention real fast, and it'll take about 2 seconds.
You have
if you
questions.
Guys like Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, check out Sailor Moon Abridged online at sailormoonabridged.com. It's really fun. Yes, it's good. It's better than Naruto Abridged,
well,
which is the only other popular
much.
One out there. So, like, it's like Naruto and Yu-Gi-Oh! are popular. Yu-Gi-Oh's like the king, and then Naruto's like around
because
there.
It's the first one.
But it's another thing that spawned off of Yu-Gi-Oh, but it's good. And it features like each girl is really random personality. Jupiter's a transvestite. Jupiter's a transvestite. Venus is a valley girl. Oh, Rey is a Satanist, and Amy is typically a shy brainiac. And Serena's bulimic.
Oh my
what
God.
What does Satanist mean?
They have 37 episodes right now. Some of them are combined into two, but that's basically it. And what amused me is that their last episode was a musical, and all the background music was stolen off Pokemon.
Wow.
I was like, this is great.
That's funny.
Anyway, so check that out. Also, guys need to all go to my DeviantArt account right now and go.
You can find it, the link off of our WordPress website. That's the official one. It looks like a blog, but it's not. But it's not.
Well, it kind of is.
Sort of, but not.
Not really. Okay, so I have bought my Akon ticket for Akon 21. I'm gonna go, and I don't know who I'm gonna cosplay.
Yeah. Last 2 years she did the same thing, so we'll see about that.
No. I'm an adult next summer.
She said,
hey, I'm not going to listen to my mom. I'm doing it. I'm going. What are you talking about?
She says that now.
We'll see. We shall see, dear listeners. We shall see.
Oh, trust me. I'll be going into it. I'll be going to it. Anywho, I don't know who I'm going to cosplay. And maybe the green-haired girl from Code Geass, which I know.
It goes, my Team Magma costume.
It goes against my wig. It goes against my wig deal, which I don't like wigs, but she's pretty, and Asian can pull out anybody from anime, so it's okay. And either Azula or Mai. I'm pretty sure somebody wants me to be Mei Lin, but I refuse to do that. So I'm...
Oh my god, it would be perfect for you. No joke.
I'm the Mei Lin hater.
I don't understand why.
I'm not a hater, I just don't want to dress up. That costume is...